Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
The Pod Network Entertainment.
Nung mga 25, 26 yata, gusto ko na magkaroon ng comic book compilation. Kaya lang walang, nag-submit ako sa mga book publishers. Kaya lang parang wala ako nakikitang book publisher na nagko-compile ng comic strips.
Ah, okay.
Nung 2007, nagkaroon ako ng ano, nagsabit ako ng proposal, may mga bagong publishers, and then, may mga nag-reject, may mga hindi nag-reply, may dalawang nag-reply sa akin. Mga Immortal, welcome to the Underpaid Podcast. I'm your host, Stanley Chi. Ito ang podcast na pro-employee para sa mga Immortal, where we talk about work-related topics in a light manner na para nagkukwentuhan lang tayo. This is the podcast for the working class. And before we start the show, I would like to invite everyone to please like and subscribe to the Underpaid Podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Facebook, Instagram. We have a TikTok account, Team Suplado Discord group. We have a Facebook group. And we have a meet and greet this upcoming May 18 at Wicked Dogs BGC, Saturday 8 PM, show ng ina mo.
Oh, di ba? Ang ganda ng title, no? Sasabihin mo na ba yung surprise?
Ay, nako. Tingin ko, Zar.
Yung half na yon, yung half ng surprise.
Sige,
kasi
sige.
Hindi na siya surprise, pero at least yung half.
Bago ko sabihin yun, kailangan ko introduce muna ang aking co-host, ang career coach at may CRSP na sa kanyang pangalan.
Ayun!
Zar de los Reyes. Ayan, CRSP. Ayan,
oh, diba?
Certified Recruitment and Selection Professional. Congratulations, Zar.
Thank you. Mahirap kunin yan.
Oo. The career
parang
coach.
Parang nag-aral ka talaga.
And the Upwork expert. Diba? Okay, Zar. Ikaw na magsabi, ano ba ang aabangan nila sa May 18 sa show ng ina mo ngayon sa BGC?
So, di ba, Mother's Day special yan, di ba? Kaya nga yun ang title eh. Siyempre, nandun si Stanley Chi.
Oo naman.
Oo, ikaw yung ano. Ikaw yung
headliner. And may mga performers tulad nila Jeannie Lacay, sila Margie De Leon, andun si Joma Lobayen, and sila Ray Mamuad, hosted by
hindi mo alam?
Hindi, alam ko. Rondo Latre.
Ron?
Oh,
Ron, kung nakikinig ka, pasensya ka na.
Rondo Latre. Oh. And may mga special guest tayo tulad ni JP Aguilera. And
ilan ang special guest mo?
Marami.
Ilan nga?
Apat.
Apat.
Two comedians from Comedy Manila, bibigyan namin ng guest spot. And then,
aba,
may dalawang special guests.
Special guests.
Siyempre, ang openers natin, yung front act natin, eh yung tutugtog si Jasper and si Zeke.
Aba! Tutugtog si Jasper and saka ano, si Zeke.
Yan yung acoustic set nila. Abangan ninyo. Dahil
okay ba yan? Antukin ba kami dyan?
Ay, naku.
Hindi.
Okay yung mga yan.
Kakanta
mga
rin sila.
Happy hour homies natin. Oo. So, ano pa yung isa pang surprise, Czar?
Ikaw na magsabi.
Ay, nako. Abangan nyo ang debut ng stand-up comedy set ni Tita Babes.
O, di ba?
Si Tita Babes na nagsasabi ng, get out of my sight.
Kapag hindi natuloy yun, kasalanan ninyo yun eh.
Meron pang isang special guest.
Oh, meron pa.
Siguro dapat ikaw na magsabi.
Hindi, ikaw na.
Ikaw na.
Ikaw na.
Baka magulat kayo. Pero ihanda niyo mga sarili niyo dahil ito rin ang debut ng stand-up comedy set ni Czar de los Reyes.
Yahoo!
CRSP.
CRSP talaga, yeah. No? Kung kailan nag-graduate, no?
Oo, yun.
Mm-hmm.
Magsa-stand-up si Czar. Yun yung talagang isa sa mga big surprise na
oo, 5 minutes lang, ha?
Mm-mm.
5 minutes lang, ha?
Mm-mm.
Pag hindi natawa, anong pinag-usapan natin? Pag hindi natawa, anong gagawin ko?
Eh di, gawin na lang natin hindi siya ano, stand-up comedy set. Kunyari, announcement na lang. Ganun.
Bahala na, no?
Oo,
bahala
basta. Na. May 18, show ng ina mo, Wicked Dogs, BGC. At bago mag-manood ng stand-up comedy show, syempre sa May 1, showing na po ang pelikulang Men Are From QC, Women Are From Alabang.
Ayun.
Starring Heaven Peralejo and Marco Gallo. Produced by Viva Films, Signal Entertainment, Media Quest. And it's based from the best-selling book of Mr. Stanley Chi.
Sino yung Stanley Chi?
Ay, nako. Ang dami niyang ginagawa sa buhay.
Which reminds me, yung topic nga natin is really about Stanley Chi and his best-selling books.
What? Talaga?
Diba? Mm-hmm. Oo.
Ay, nako. Sige. Role reversal. Si Czar mag-i-interview sa akin. Ang pag-uusapan ba natin is, paano ba maging isang best-selling book author?
Mm-hmm. Because ikaw, you had how many books?
I've had 12 humor books. 3 of those books are, yung mga first 3 books ko is compilation ng aking comic strip sa Manila Bulletin, yung mm-hmm. Chopsticks. Chopsticks 1, Chopsticks 2, Kung Fu Mahjong.
Kung Fu Mahjong.
Chopsticks 3, Hope You Like It.
Hope You Like Yan. It. So that's your first 3 books.
Oo,
pero
and then, may Suplado Tips.
Mm-hmm.
Suplado Tips 2. Pogi Points, Men Are From QC, Women Are From Alabang.
And that's the movie.
Yes.
Uh-oh.
Chicken Mommy for the Sawi.
Ayos.
Sumunod.
Parang ano, Chicken Soup for the Soul.
Yes. So, tapos meron akong Biglang Liko sa Bayoko.
Tukos sa motels ba yan?
Hindi. Ano ay, yan?
Hindi.
Nakakatawa yung kwento na yun. It's a joke book na pina-illustrate sa akin.
Mm-mm.
Na yung jokes puro naughty.
Ah, okay.
Then meron akong one night stand kasi kolumnista ako ng FHM.
Ayos.
Yung column ko kinumpile at yun na yun. And then meron ako office petics. At dahil
yung
sa
career oriented.
Oo, kaya nga nagkaroon ng underpaid because nagsulat ako ng office petics, naging best-selling book rin yun. And then Love is Landian with Effort.
Ito tungkol naman sa love.
Yes, Landian.
Landian, more on
Love Landian. Is Landian. Ma, nagbibigay ng love advice pero real talk na love advice.
Okay. So how did you transition? Kasi di ba, ang daming books nun. So how did you transition from being an artist, working in advertising, and then you transition to or as a passion project probably, nagkaroon ka ng mga books? How did that happen?
If I fast forward ko na para hindi kayo mabore. After working sa advertising, naging cartoonist ako.
Uh-oh.
And then, years of doing comic strips na daily, nag-submit ako ng book proposal and the first 10 pages of my book, pati yung cover, pinresent ko sa mga publishers.
How did you know na you have to make a book proposal?
I asked around sa mga fellow artists na nagkaroon ng mga libro.
Oo.
Kasi kung cartoonist ka, lumalabas yung comics mo sa Jari, napapublish siya, the next step is to have your own book compilation.
Ah, talaga?
Yun yung uso dati, di ba? Yung mga Pugad Baboy,
mm-mm,
My Little Pupong, sila Tonton Yang, di ba? Birkada, lahat yan. Ang next step is to have your own book compilation. So,
alam nung comic book crowd ko nang gagawin.
Depende kasing iba. Old school, ang gusto nila, publisher ang lalapit sa'yo.
Ah, talaga?
Eh, nung time na yon, syempre, ako yung bata, ako yung parang iniisip ko na kung hindi ko gagawin to, kailan ko pa gagawin?
Ilang taon ka nun? 20s?
20s.
Mga 25, ganun.
No. Nung mga 25, 26 yata, gusto ko na magkaroon ng comic book compilation, kaya lang walang, nag-submit ako sa mga book publishers, kaya lang parang wala ako nakikitang book publisher na nag-compile ng comic strips.
Ah, okay.
Nung 2007, nagkaroon ako ng, nag-submit ako ng proposal, may mga bagong publishers, and then, may mga nag-reject, may mga hindi nag-reply, may dalawang nag-reply sa akin.
Wow, okay.
Hey, it's Dan.
It's Ro.
Chino.
Emil.
And along with Rowan ASH, we are the Wrestling Podcast. We are the longest-running weekly episodic Filipino wrestling podcast.
Each week, we talk about the latest happenings in pro wrestling. We give you takes from perspectives honed from years in the wrestling business and, syempre, as fans.
If you want someone to help process the feels about the different ganaps from WWE, AEW, NJPW, Impact, and more each week, you'll know what to do.
Tune in to the Wrestling Podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Ngayon, syempre, iniisip ko, sinong pipiliin ko doon sa dalawa? Magre-research ako. Magkano yung presyo ng libro ng ganitong publisher? Magkano yung presyo ng libro ng ganitong publisher?
Yeah.
And meron ka pang isipin yung image ng publishing nito, ng publisher, medyo old school.
Yeah.
Tapos, gusto ko sana, pati presyo, nagsasuggest ako, pati yung baka pwede akong magbigay ng libreng bookmark.
Yes.
May libreng poster. So, yung isang publisher, yun ang umokay sila sa akin, na ganyan. Even the price. Kasi, yung time na yun, 150 pesos or 175 pesos for a book, medyo mahal.
Oo.
Eh, yung libro ko pambata eh. Yung comic strip
yung
ko eh. Mga estudyante nagbabasa nun eh.
Yeah.
Yun. So, kaya naman ako na-approve din. Kasi parang in-approach ata sila ng National Bookstore na malakas yung pugad baboy, wala ba kayo itatapat sa kanila?
Oh, okay. So may need for that type of book.
May need nung time na yun. And then, after 3 compilations, sinabihan ata sila na uso ngayon yung mga libro ni ano ni Bob Ong.
Ah, okay.
So my publisher told me na uso yung mga humor books, but hindi mo itry?
Oo.
Yung mga parang Bob Ong na style. Sabi ko, magsusulat ako ng ganyang libro, pero hindi style Bob Ong, style Stanley Chi.
Oo.
Sabi ko, yun yung ano, suplado tips.
Ah, kasi suplado ka.
Oo. Eh, yun, nag-click naman. Yung swerte, nag-click naman. And then,
galing nga.
Every time na magpropose ako ng ano ng book, na-approve naman nila. Kasi, ang pag hindi bumenta yung book one mo, hindi ka magkaka-book two.
Ah, talaga? Well, makes sense. Tama lang naman.
Kumbaga, you're as good as your last book.
Yes.
Kung hindi bumenta yung book three, wala kang book four.
Tama,
diba?
Tama.
Yun,
in a business perspective, di ba? They need to have the money coming in.
Every year, gumagawa ako ng isang libro.
Mukha nga eh.
Dati, nung ano, pre-pandemic. Eh kaya lang, nagkaroon ng pandemic. Nahinto yun kasi wala na lumalabas ng bahay. Wala nang pupunta ng bookstores.
Mm-mm.
So, eh, nagsara pa yung isang publishing ano ko. May gagawin dapat akong libro. Inaantay ko na lang yung kontrata. Kaya lang, nagka-pandemic, nagsara na sila.
Eh, kunwari ngayon, at this day and age, di ba? Dati, yan ang process, di ba?
Oo. Ito ngayon, after the pandemic
proposal.
Na. Oo.
Ngayon, after pandemic, ngayon na bumababa yung sales ng mga actual physical books. So, pwede ka pa rin magbigay ng proposal dun sa mga publisher, dun sa mga existing.
Pwede naman. Pero, actually, this year, early this year, hinihingan ako ng book proposal.
Ah, talaga?
Oo. Ang ano ko lang, ang gusto ko sana, when I give a book proposal, yung mga printing, sila na.
Oo.
Sila na mag-asikaso ng costing, magkano ibabayad sa mga gagawa ng cover, magkano ibabayad sa inside illustration, sila na mag-asikaso. Ako, magsusulat lang ako ng libro. I can help out with the suggest ko sino yung mga artist na kukunin, di ba?
Yes.
Sino editor kukunin. Pero parang gusto ata nila, isang bulk yung bibigay sa akin na budget.
Oo.
Yun.
So ngayon, mag-send ka pa rin ng proposal.
Oo, ganun pa rin naman gagawin
ganun
ko.
Pa rin, pero dapat hindi ka ma-disheartened dun sa low book sales, di ba? Kasi baka yun ang iniisip ng mga tao
ngayon,
no?
Ngayon kasi, pagka gusto mo magkaroon ng libro, tatanungin ka ng publisher, how would you promote your book?
Ah, okay.
Yun, parang marami ka bang followers? Pagka nagka-libro ka ba, susuportahan ka nila? Pag nagka-book signing ka ba, pupunta sila?
Ah, so yun. Ganun. Dapat mag-build ka ng ano mo.
May audience
ng presence
ka dapat.
Mo, social kaya, media, ganun.
Yes, kaya yung mga may Wattpad, sobrang ano, nagkaroon sila ng libro, sobrang sikat nila. Kasi may following
talaga.
Na sila eh. Diba, nauso yung mga pag may Wattpad ka na libro, nagiging pelikula, nagiging TV series, di ba? So, malaking bagay
what
yun.
What is Wattpad?
It's an online website kung saan ka magbabasa ng libro. Tapos, ano yan? Kung nangyari, chapter 1, nabasa mo ron. Siguro next week yung chapter 2, ganyan.
Ah, talaga?
Oo.
So, para siyang teleserye, pero in book form.
Ganon. Tapos, digital.
Okay.
Yun yung mga uso ngayon. Sa ngayon, yung mga physical books bumabalik because of the Manila International Book Fair, merong Philippine Book Festival, di ba?
Ambassador
diba?
Ka dun dati, di ba?
Oo, yan. Kaya, yun. Kikita ka based on royalties or one-time payment.
Mm-mm.
Pagdating sa libro, ang yumayaman naman talaga dun is publisher.
Yeah. Ikaw, paano yung setup sa'yo?
Ako, royalties tsaka ano. Depende kasi iba-ibang author, iba-ibang...
Yeah.
Usapan. Dapat may bayad and then may royalties.
Mm-mm.
Ganon.
Pero paano kung gusto mo mag-self-publish? Okay rin naman yun, di ba?
Okay siya in a sense na kontrolado mo lahat.
Oo.
Pero you have to have yung storage. Ngayari, ang minimum mo, 10,000 books or 3,000 books.
Kailangan
sa malalagay yun. Dapat
ka.
May bodega ka, ganyan.
And, dapat may pera ka.
Oo, may pera ka dapat.
Mm.
Ikaw lahat yan. And ang self-publishing kasi, parang may pride rin yung ibang writers, mga ibang author. Na kunyari, Oh, I was published by ano, ganitong publishing.
Ah, okay.
Uy, high-end social. Kasi mga publishers may mga image din 'yan eh. May publishers na pang-alta, pang-intellectual, meron yung mga medyo pang-masa, may publishers na sakto lang. Yeah. 'Di ba? May publishers na uy, bata pa lang ako itong publishing na ano, publishing house na 'to, sikat na sikat 'to.
Mm.
'Yan. So may mga image, may mga branding din yan eh.
Kapag writer ka talaga.
Oo.
Alam, may friend ako, yung mga yung schoolmate ko ng high school, tapos yung katrabaho ko before, nanalo sila ng Scholastic.
Mm.
So, ang Scholastic, nag-publish ng books nila.
Oo.
So, may mga ganun.
Malaking
no? Pwede ka rin sumali ng contest, try
malaking
mo,
bagay
diba?
Yun. Oo,
malaking bagay yun.
Yung iba nga, yung mga illustrators, children's book illustrators, kaya sila nagkakaroon ng maraming projects, nanalo ng contest.
Oo.
Nagustuhan yung style nila ng mga publishers, kaya sila
tapos na, ano,
maraming
sila,
libro, tapos nagtuloy-tuloy na.
Na-publish yung books nila.
Mm-hmm.
Pero kung nangyari, yun nga, kung gusto mo mag-self-publish, kung gusto mo mag-digital, pwede rin naman,
okay,
di ba?
Lang. Oo, wala
namang
problema. Yung self-publishing lang, yung ang inaano ko is parang nilalako mo, ikaw mismo lahat, all around ka.
So that responsible ka dun sa marketing, sa sales,
yes,
sa pag-publish mismo ng book.
Yung support group mo, which is yung pamilya mo, should know how to sell the books din. Kasi whatever, kung may mangyari sa'yo, sino magbebenta niyan?
True.
Diba?
Yun pwede rin naman mag-digital products, di ba?
Digital,
like, ano,
pwede rin.
Magbenta ka ng mga audio, kung gusto mo audio books, pwede rin naman mga Kindle, di ba?
Pwede. Yung mga e-books lang, mas ano, prone sa pirata.
Yun lang. Yun. Oo,
pero
yun lang.
Ang napapansin ko sa Pilipinas, iba pa rin pag physical books. Kasi pag ano ka, mahilig ka magbasa, inaamoy mo pa yung papel.
Ah, hindi ko naman inaamoy.
Hindi,
yung
talagang ano eh, talagang...
but I get you. Oh, meron, diba, yung mga taong ganun.
Yung texture ng ano, ng papel, na importante sa'yo.
Gumastos nga akong 10,000 last week eh.
Oh, dahil sa mga libro.
Pero hindi ko naman inamoy. Ayun. Mga 10,000 kasi nahihirapan ako sa mga ano, sa audiobooks ko.
Tsaka ano hindi porket na publish na yung libro mo, natatapos na yung trabaho mo dyan. You have to market it, you have to promote it. Every time na may makita kang opportunity to promote your book, guesting sa radyo, sa TV, ma-feature ka sa print, sa online.
Yeah. Dapat hindi mo po-push back yan, no?
Oo, kasi yung mga ibang kilala ko na author, ayaw magbenta. Ayaw nilang mag-ano.
Yun lang. Gusto nilang ma-publish.
Sabi nila parang hina-hard sell daw nila. Parang inisip ko, hindi, ikaw yung author eh.
Tama.
Tulungan mo rin yung publisher na bumenta yung libro mo. Kasi kung hindi yan may benta, hindi ka magkakaroon ng book 2. Hindi ka magkakaroon ng book 3. It's your responsibility rin.
True.
Kasi sa dami ng authors na hawak ng isang publishers, na isang publishing house, paano niya kayo i-market? Iba-iba kayo ng style. Mm-hmm. Mangyari, ang libro mo, horror. Ito, ang libro niya, drama.
Yeah.
Ang libro nito, humor.
Mm-hmm.
Paano kayo ibebenta ng publisher? Minsan, hindi nila alam paano kayo ibebenta. So, ang mangyayari sa inyo, i-feature yung mga libro nyo sa isang page sa dyaryo, di ba? Tapos, parang wala lang, dadaanan lang, hindi siya, what makes it different?
Ayun.
Di ba? Kunyari, ang libro mo, horror. Paano na iba yung horror na libro mo? Paano mo ibibenta yan? Paano na iba yung humor book mo dun sa mga humor book na napanood namin or nakita namin sa national bookstore, sa book sale, di ba?
True.
O sa mga local na books, paano na iba yan? And then if you have opportunity to send copies to your friends who are influencers, magpadala kayo.
Oo.
Hindi dahil, mamaya sabihin nyo, malulugi ako kasi self-publish ako. Hindi,
like,
ka malulugi.
Kasama ng ano, marketing budget.
Kasama sa marketing yan eh. Oo.
Yes.
Alam nyo ba, pag nag-guest ako sa TV or sa radyo, nagdadala ako ng copies na ako mismo bumibili from the publisher. May ano kaya, may author's discount kaya. Bumibili ako, kasi pag nag-guest ako, bibigyan mo yung director, bibigyan mo yung producer, bibigyan mo yung host. So, hindi lang mahina yung tatlong pirasong dadalhin mo. Siguro mga lima yan. Lima, anim. Depende kung ilan yung host. Kung apat yung host ng show, lahat silang apat bibigyan mo.
Tama.
O yung producer pa. Mangyari, nag-guest ako sa Underpaid.
Yes.
Ilan ang host. Oh, Stanley, Czar, si Jasper, si Jeff, tapos yung nagko-control pa ng ano, ng booth, di ba? Tapos pagka may makita ka bang ibang podcasters na influencer din, magdadala ka dapat ng extra, bibigyan mo sila. Di ba?
Tama.
Mas mura kung imbis na ano, imbis na kitain mo sila, ipadala mo na lang sa bahay nila yung LBC pa ano mo,
yes,
palala move mo or paano, mas mura, mas matipid.
Mm-mm.
Kesa yung kikitain mo sila, magkakape kayo, kakain kayo, di ba?
Tama.
So yun, it will help rin yung social media, malaking bagay. Take advantage of it pagka mga author kayo, cartoonist, writers, whatever na gusto nyong gawin na ibebenta. And isa sa mga tip ko, pagka book author kayo na baguhan, alam ko namang gusto nyong sumikat. Naintindihan ko yan.
Mm-mm.
Pero kung book author ka, yung pangalan mo nasa cover na ng libro.
Yes.
Yung pictures nyo nasa loob na ng libro, huwag nyo na ilagay sa cover yung picture nyo.
Mm-mm.
Yun, unless artista kayo na kaya binili yung libro nyo dahil sa mga pictures nyo sa loob. Diba? Kung celebrity talaga kayo. Pero kung di naman, ang yung pictures nyo nasa likuran, nasa loob, huwag na sa cover.
Eh bakit yun sa'yo, dun sa Love Islandian with Effort, bakit yung picture mo nasa cover?
Alam nyo, yung Love Islandian with Effort is my 12th book.
Oh.
Na pumayag lang ako na ilagay yung picture ko sa libro, sa cover, doon sa 10th book ko.
Okay.
One Night Stand.
Mm-mm.
Office Petics.
Yes.
Love Islandian with Effort. Kasi parang nahihiya ako. Eh sabi ng FHM, ilalagay namin yung picture mo sa ano, sa cover. Yun, kasi ano ka eh, nasa TV ka naman na.
Ah, okay.
Kolumnista ka ng FHM. Ganun. Tapos sabi ko, parang nahihiya ako. Sabi nga, ako pa nahiya. Nakailang libro ka na, tsaka ano okay. Na. Parang na, nagawa na yung layout, pinapublish
na, diba?
Sa bagay,
celebrity ka pala.
Ganun
no,
sabi. So, yun. Sabi nila, celebrity raw ako.
Nax. May kakaguluhan ka sa ano eh. Sa Trinoma eh. Talagang hinahabol ka ng mga babae.
Di naman, sa ano, sa Magnolia, Robinson's Magnolia. Okay. Marami nakakilala sa akin.
Ayan. Di, pero,
whatever happens, I'm very thankful. Kasi yung mga publishers, nagtiwala sa akin.
Yeah, imagine mo that mga, kind of trust.
Yung mga listeners, yung mga readers ko, bata pa lang sila. Yung iba, high school pa lang. Hanggang ngayon, nagtatrabaho na sila. They still support me, hindi lang sa mga libro, hindi lang sa mga ginagawa ko online, pati dito sa Underpaid. Kaya maraming salamat, mga immortal.
Thank you.
Yun.
So yan, yung next ano natin, episode natin, tungkol naman sa, syempre, di ba, nandito tayo yung mga publishers na na-notice ka. Imagine mo, pati Viva Films na notice ka. For your movie.
Mm-mm. It's not my movie. It's a movie
based on the book. Uh-oh. Okay.
So yun, in the next episode, pag-uusapan natin, paano ba naging pelikula yung Men Are From QC, Women Are From Alabang? Kaya sa mga immortal dyan, kung kayo ay naiintriga, paano ba nangyari yan? Makinig kayo next episode at i-share ng episode na to.
Paano movie yung book ko? Ganun.
Paano?
Or life experience.
May 1, papalabas. Men Are From QC, Women Are From Alabang. At ikakwento ko ron. So, there you have it, guys. Kasama ko si Czar de los Reyes. I'm your host, Stanley Chi, and this is The Underpaid Podcast.
The opinions of podcast creators, hosts, and guests are not necessarily reflective of the official stance of the Pod Network Entertainment, its hosts, or other network programs. The content created by the people behind the podcast is personal and not meant to harm any religion, ethnicity, group, organization, company, or individual.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Planning for your next trip? elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.